The views and opinions expressed by John and DJ do not reflect those of any intelligent or rational human being and are solely the property of the Brightside Chat.
This show is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
Good morning, comic book fans. This morning, John and I are going to be doing a watch-along. The only reason I'm doing this pre-read is because I have to warn you that it takes us a few starts to get this thing going. I was going to edit it out and just get it, make it nice and clean. We hit 3, 2, 1, we hit play, and you go. But I've got tears rolling down my face listening to us, two donkeys that don't know our butts from our elbows, trying to hit play. So I left it all in. Just be warned, set the show to 10 seconds in. That's all I can tell you right now is that 10 seconds in, we finally get our stuff together and we hit play and it works. When we do this in the future, I promise we'll be better, but this, it's worth it. I'm dying laughing. I hope you guys enjoy it. We had a great time. Let's get to the couch and watch some Saturday morning cartoons. Good morning and welcome back to Brightside Morning Comics. Today is Saturday, March 28th, and today's a special day. It's Saturday morning and we're getting back into doing Saturday morning cartoons. And when I say we, guess who's here? Who? Hey, John.
Hey, what's up? I was guessing.
Saturday morning cartoons. Last week I thought of this. I didn't actually think of this idea, but I was like dying to incorporate Saturday morning cartoons into this.
Yeah.
And well, you know, in between our recordings on Wednesday night, I came up with the idea when we took our little break and I came back. I'm like, I got a great idea. So
I remember.
Yeah, I know you do. And if you can hear
I
that.
I don't know what I'm getting roped into more of, but we'll see.
That's what I was just going to say. I go, if you can hear it in John's voice, he got roped into more work.
Yep.
And, you know, I haven't made named him a scout of the Brightside Backcracker team yet, but. So we're recording extra work. John stepping up big time.
That's right.
And I'm hoping
super busy right now, so you should feel privileged that I'm taking the time to do this.
Well, yeah, I do feel privileged, and I feel like I'm hoping this blossoms into something fun that we do every week, and you're going, no.
Yeah, you're alone there, but
so hey, all right, maybe I'll be watching Saturday morning cartoons by myself. That's what I we'll used see. To do anyways. So
yeah.
Today we're going to watch, what do we got here? Season 1, Episode 1. We figured we'd start at the beginning because that was simple. It's easier than choosing. Season 1, Episode 1, Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends. Cue it up. It's at, let's see where it is. Triumph of the Green Goblin is the title. So you know you have the right show, the right title. What we've already done is we've already queued it up and we've hit play, then pause, and then start at zero. So when we say we hit play, this is going to go. There's not going to be any load times or anything like that. So this is our first time doing it, just trying to figure things out and make it go smoothly. So if you guys do that, obviously you can pause what we're saying right now and get that all queued up. And we'll have some fun. I have no idea what we're going to do.
I don't either, so I was hoping one of us did.
Well. And, you know, we'll see.
Because otherwise, I'm just going to sit here and watch this for 20 minutes and really not say anything.
So before we get started, I mean, what's your staple of Saturday morning cartoons? What's one of your favorites?
Well, Super Friends, if I go back to my earliest recollections, you know.
Right.
Super Friends and Scooby-Doo, the Hanna-Barbera Olympics or whatever it was that they used to have.
Yeah, where they competed against each other. Yeah. That was awesome. And when,
those were my Saturday mornings, you know, with a big bowl of Fruit Loops or Captain Crunch or something, you know.
Captain Crunch or Frosted Flakes. Those are my two favorites.
Frosted Flakes are my favorite, but I didn't get those as much because
too much sugar. I don't even know why. Captain Crunch.
Yeah. Well, I don't know why, because Captain Crunch wasn't any better, but that's just my mother wouldn't buy Frosted Flakes as much, but they
have animosity to tigers or
and
something?
Still are my favorite. Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Yes. We said that the other day. We actually wanted to do Super Friends, but we know more people have Disney Plus.
Yeah. Yeah. And, as opposed to DC Universe.
Right. And but this for me was it was one and one A is Spider-Man and His Amazing Friends was can't miss for me. Saturday mornings. I was older, I had a paper route. Well, older, I should say, like 12, 13 years old. I still had a paper route. And Saturday mornings, I had to get the papers done and delivered before this show started. So this is what got me out of bed to get my paper route done so I could be home in time to watch this.
Yeah, but this is not as old. That was the thing. Like, these were on when we were a little bit older.
Right,
so,
like 12 or 13, yeah.
Yeah, so they weren't a staple of my early Saturday morning cartoon days, you know, because we were almost going into high school when this thing came out. So.
Still liked it.
Well, I still liked it, but what I'm saying is it wasn't one of my like my early Saturday morning routine cartoons because it just wasn't there. But definitely, yeah, looked forward to this every week once it came out.
Yeah. All right, let's get to it then.
So we're gonna watch this. So I'm gonna be the guy that looks like a gumball machine, and you can be the other. The human guy,
the gumball machine. What do you mean by that,
Mystery Science Theater 3000? Dude.
Oh, okay. All right. No, I was thinking of something else. Okay. I'm like, what? Okay. So the guy that just sits there.
Yeah.
Nice.
You can be the human Dave, I think, and I'll be the gumball machine guy.
All right. We have the screen loaded up. It says Marvel Comics animation presentation. About to hit play. 3, 2, 1. And it still says a Marvel Comics animation presentation. Let me see if it's playing.
No, it is. Well, mine just faded to black.
Okay, and, mine's not. So back it up and we'll try that again.
Oh, man, so I do have to stop? This is off to a great start.
Yeah, we'll just start again. That's all. All
right. Pause.
Yeah.
The magic of podcasting, folks.
Well, they won't hear this. I'll just start again. I'll be like,
well, leave it in. It's funny. It's funny when you mess up. It's not. I mean, you always leave it in when I mess up. So, going back to zero or what?
Yeah, go back to zero. I'm still at zero. Mine's sitting at zero here.
I was at like 18.
Well, look at you. Way ahead.
I know.
Spoil the ending. All right. Are you at zero?
Yes.
Okay. We ready?
Yep.
All right, let's try this again. 3, 2, 1. I'm hitting play. All right, now I'm playing.
All right.
All right.
All right, now mine stopped. Hold on.
Oh.
There we go. Yeah, we're good.
What are you at for seconds?
5.
I'm at 11. Hang on, I'll pause. Oh, you guys listening along, you can just... All right.
Okay. I'm paused again. I'm at 10 seconds. So just go there.
Spider-Man has amazing friends. This is a podcast on how to hit play.
We're amazing friends, apparently. And by amazing, I don't mean in a good way.
Thanks. Oh, I love this open. It reminds me of when I was a kid. I always want, you know how his room flips around? Like, they're just showing now the room flipping and everything.
Oh, you're playing? I'm still in pause.
Oh, my God.
You didn't say 3, 2, 1, hit play.
Okay, let's
I'll
back
still
it
pause
up.
At 10 seconds, dude.
All right, hang on. I will pause. Go back to 10 seconds. This is awesome. Yeah, I'm leaving all this in. All right, here we go.
It's better than anything we're going to say during the show.
Not me. I was off to a good start. All right, you're at 10 seconds.
Yes.
All right. I'm at 10 seconds. You ready?
All right. Yes.
3, 2, 1, go. All right, Spider-Man's crawling across the screen.
Yep.
All right, good. If you're just tuning in now, you're lucky.
Yeah.
So I was talking all along, and you're sitting there waiting for me to hit say 3, 2, 1.
So the first thing I notice is this opens exactly like the challenge of the Super Friends.
Yeah, like, pretty much.
Just standing on the Hall of Justice there.
Yep. So that room flipping around, yeah. That's what I was saying. I always wanted that. I still want that. That's what I mean. It's like, I want to have like, I wanted to do it with this podcast studio thing, like be able to flip the desk over and be like, hey, look, it looks like an old desk. Now it's a podcast studio.
And like Spider-Man just killed that guy because they froze him and then he, you know, swung through him and smashed him into a million pieces. So,
right, but we can't have Superman kill somebody in a movie now.
Right.
That's some pretty good art right there.
Okay, 1981. So we were 11.
Yeah.
When this came out. Okay.
That lightning's so realistic.
Oh, yeah, I know. It always looks like that.
Oh, I love the music.
What kind of car is that?
You got a Ferrari?
I don't know.
The wheel's not even moving.
Music. It's like a.
It's a Fiero.
Like El Camino. Like,
I thought
kind of
no,
like,
it's a Fiero. Like, it's an old Fiero because it had the cropped back. Right. It looked.
He just ran that red light.
Yeah. Poor drainage on these streets.
I know. Look at those puddles.
Is that a boat or a car? Now it's snowing.
What happens in the tunnel?
I don't know. Let's get all his nicknames in.
I know, right? like he's supposed to be super sticky. So.
Well, it's wet. Maybe it didn't work. Now what? Are they going to go back and run over?
Because I guess they don't need to get to the tunnel anymore.
Right. Now, wouldn't that freeze the entire road? It's all wet.
Yeah, more than likely.
I was just trying to think like you.
Yeah. He sounds like Shaggy.
Probably is.
That's what I'm saying. It might be.
Oh.
Just get one of those things like a can of sardines and roll right. The top back.
Look at the liner on that top. It was really plush.
Yeah.
Oh, they got the jewels. Oh.
Oops.
Clearly, he's good at curling.
Yeah. You get that little brush and
Fred's.
I'm gonna crawl ahead of him with the little broom.
Did you see Fred's store in the background? You don't know what kind of store. It's just Fred's.
And like, why is Spider-Man? It's like walking up the escalator. It's like
right.
He's falling. Like, why is he running on that ice?
All he has to do is slide.
Just stand still.
Yeah. Just yeah. Exactly.
This guy's got the he must be Norman Osborn. Okay,
yeah,
he's got the Osborn haircut.
I was just gonna say the same thing,
and then I remembered this was a Green Goblin episode, and I figured it out.
Uh oh,
can't put one past me.
No. Oh no, this isn't gonna be good. Whew.
That doesn't look very comfortable. That parachute there.
Nope. I like the, Yeah, let's leave it at that.
Never. Oh, I was just saying, is he purring? But
was it Halloween? It is.
Yeah, I was gonna say because I don't remember Spider Woman being in this.
No, I think
Firestar. Yeah,
I know it's Firestar, but do they? I think they go to a Halloween party, right?
They must. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because this one's Medusa.
Yeah, And there's a bunch of Spider-Men there. Oh. Great, googly moogly. Miss Lion always knew Spider-Man's secret.
Yeah. It's just her size, too, that judo outfit.
Of course. A little on the nose there, huh, Peter?
I was going to say, that's a little full of yourself, right? I'm just going to go as me.
Yeah.
But he finds a suit that doesn't fit him.
Right.
Oh, you got Black Widow, Wasp, Vision.
Look at them all.
Yeah. Oh, look at Black Panther there.
I didn't see Black Panther. Where?
Well, he's blue, but.
Oh. A thing? Things? I think that's a woman.
That was a woman, Thor, I think. Luke Cage. Shouldn't his Spidey sense be tingling?
No, that's why. He had strings on him. They got you, John.
Oh, I thought he was
the real person.
They got
you.
They did. Up, see?
There we go.
I've got to go.
Oh.
He's going to rest her hair up.
And her mascara.
Yeah.
Reminds me of high school, always running away from the girls.
I know it. It was a problem.
Yeah, somebody's got a flashlight.
Yeah, it looks like the bat signal. Oh, he was ready for Spider-Man.
When there's something wrong, you always jump in and land backwards. That's safe.
Yeah. The supervillain exposition.
Yep. I was just going to say.
The monologue.
Like, yep. Episode one, there's a lot of backstory here.
Yeah.
Great job.
Because we're all supposed to know who Spider-Man is, but we have to be told who the Green Goblin is.
Well, really, who's putting this on and going, I've never heard of this.
Yeah.
That's always a good villain goal.
I want to
make everybody gross like me. It's like, actually makes Thanos seem like redeemable. Like,
yeah.
He at least had a goal in mind that was like, all right, I want to help people. Yeah, I'm going to kill half of them, but.
You get this is Steve Martin impression there. I'm a wild and crazy guy.
So what's going on with Spidey now? Is he just frozen?
I guess he's it's a paralyzed ray. Or they didn't. I don't think they really said.
I like peanut brittle.
I mean, the safe's already open, so why are you smashing it now?
I don't know. Same reason the bad guys got Spidey off the roof but turned around.
Yeah. How does he even know she's coming?
What is he waiting for? He could have been long gone by now, too.
I heard you mumbling from behind the door. From a mile away. Commercial break.
Oh. And we're back.
Wax on? Wax off.
Wax off, yeah. Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little TNA there. Sure.
This is for kids.
I know.
He just gives her away to a bad guy, doesn't he? Yeah. Has no idea, though. Not the brightest bulb in the tree.
No.
It just dawned on him. Yeah, he did. That's what Spidey just said. And he figured that all by himself.
Which way did he go? Which way did he go?
I don't think Bobby's that unintelligent, though.
No.
Like, why did they portray him that way in this first episode? Like,
he's like the Ralph Cramden, Ed Norton.
Yeah, it's like,
to the Ralph Cramden. Really deep cuts there for our young listeners.
Yeah. So sometimes Iceman's eyes are green, sometimes they're just ice-colored. Is that him blinking?
Oh, maybe.
I always thought that was the coolest way for Iceman to get around, but yet it's like the most unsecretive way.
Like, yeah.
Guess who's been here?
Yeah, eat crackle oats. It's like, it's a candle.
It's not even a Bunsen burner or something. It's just,
it's going to take like a year to get hot.
Well, I don't know, Chum.
I guess it was boiling when he started, so
right.
I don't know what he needed to
eat. What's the boiling point of his serum or whatever that is? It's Santa Claus.
See, he sounded like Stan Lee there.
Yeah. Stan Lee doesn't show up in these until, like, later on in the... He does some commentary later on in this series.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
See, I don't remember. I probably haven't seen this since the early 80s.
How's his hat stay straight off the back of his head?
Yeah.
He got a pipe
why is that future
there?
Thing just laying in the middle of the floor?
Nope. It's got vaulted ceilings, clearly.
Yeah. It's iridescent brick. Concrete. Reflective
concrete. Suddenly, and now there's a hole in the floor. Where is this place? Things you don't think of when you're a kid.
Right.
Well, except for
unless
a
wet
roof.
Car roof. Yeah, we saw that earlier.
Yeah, he couldn't just have one surface that he doesn't stick to. Right. He had to come up with all of them.
Right. Why couldn't they just all have been hot?
Hot. Right.
You already know that works.
Oh, gotta have gas. Could have started with
that. That does it. You know, the heat and the oil was okay, but right. I draw the line at gas.
For your visually impaired viewers,
yeah.
Goblin has a soundtrack for you.
It's the director's commentary.
Right. I gotta say though, the artwork is pretty good.
It is.
It really holds up. Look at some of the detail in the background, and maybe it's just me being nostalgic for Spider-Man, but this is like this is how he looks to me.
Yeah. Yeah, this is a classic look for sure.
And the voice too.
None of it spilled.
No.
It's an arachnid.
So basically saying, I'll try someplace else.
Right. Let me stand here for a few minutes, explain to you what I have to do.
Yeah, exactly.
While I give him a head start.
He apparently didn't think that would happen. Yeah. Yeah.
More wonder how much the Crackalotes guys paid for that billboard. Exactly. Product placement ads.
Exactly. Ooh. I love the narration.
I know. Oh, I missed you so much, buddy.
That's an awkward fight.
I know. It's like they're making out.
Foreshadowing the scene in Homecoming when he was in the golf course.
Still sliding well after the ice ran out.
Yeah. The one-liners. Jeez.
He's just, you know, writing it out on his scratch pad.
Is that a racial stereotype right there?
Yeah. Irish. The Irish cop.
I didn't know if it was more product placement for Lucky Charms.
Oh, yeah. Go for it.
Nice. Yeah. It's like you were one of them.
I know. It Just a guy in a rubber mask?
So freeze the water.
Yeah.
The suspense is killing me. Do they save the day?
I don't know.
Is this going to be one of those that are to be continued?
I hope it's not a two-parter.
Yeah.
Now we got 3 minutes left, so I think they have time to wrap
it up. I don't dare touch it. I'd be afraid I'd pause it. Sizzle, sis.
Yeah, look at that.
Oop. Ice man go boom.
Didn't him with it. Doesn't sound like a sound plan.
Look at that look.
Get a police helicopter.
What the heck? Get a police.
Okay. Go down to the Walmart for that, or
how deep was that fountain? Look, where is she going? I thought that was a fountain area, wasn't it?
It was the reservoir.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, we got the helicopter, so I guess he just one was flying by, and
yeah, you take the one guy that can't fly,
right?
Gets around with a slide of ice. Go get a helicopter.
And I would have got away with it, too, if it wasn't for you meddling kids.
Yep. Iceman's got to be in great shape. He's got to run everywhere, slide on the back of the... Somebody's jealous. How does she know he's impolite?
Yeah.
Another happy ending.
Who'd have seen it coming?
I was in suspense. There it is. That's it.
Voice talent. Oh, I wouldn't recognize it anyways.
I know.
That had to be Shaggy.
Maybe we can look into that.
No, because Shaggy was Casey Kasem, wasn't it? No, that was Robin.
Yeah.
Might have been both of them.
I don't even know. So what'd you think? Have I roped you into next week?
Well, I don't know. Let's see how this
the enthusiasm.
Let's see how this one turns out.
Oozing.
It's not that
out
I don't
you.
Like watching it. It's just, you know, I don't know if I can commit to the time crunch.
Yeah, no, 20 minutes?
Yep. Well, I mean, we're already doing 2.5 hours a week, man.
I know. Yeah, no. Whatever you can do, I appreciate. I had a blast.
What we got here? Spider-Woman, Marvel Rising.
Oh, we have X-Men.
Spider-Man Unlimited.
I've never watched that, but that was Saturday mornings. We talked about that
Spider-Man.
Before.
There's all kinds of stuff on here.
What are you, new to Disney Plus?
I'm new to this screen.
Oh, okay. So is that good, or do you want to do another one? I'm just kidding.
I thought we just did this. I thought we just covered that ground.
No. I meant another one right now.
Oh, look at that. No. The Simpsons, if we really want to have something to keep us busy.
Oh, there's plenty on Disney Plus we could do.
Episode by episode, watch of The Simpsons. It'll only take us 10 years.
You got time?
Not really. Actually, well, I guess if we did it once per week, just like the release of the show, it would take us 22 years probably, right? It's been on for like 20 years or something.
No, 30.
30 years.
It's been on since, 89?
We couldn't do it.
I'm not a huge Simpsons fan.
I wouldn't live that long.
Yeah.
To do The Simpsons. I'm not a huge Simpsons fan either, but.
You know, I watched them at the beginning, but.
Yeah, me too.
Kind of petered out, but it has been like 30 years, so. All right. Well, that was fun.
Yeah, it was.
Saturday morning cartoons are back. I'm back. If I could just rope John in every week.
Kids now don't even know what Saturday morning cartoons are.
Well, no, that's.
They don't really exist anymore.
Right. I made the joke earlier when to you off air. I'm like, when I was a kid, my DVR didn't work. We didn't have DVRs. You had to get home and be on time because if you missed it, that was it. You missed it till next week. And like, I think when Disney Plus first came out, you said like, what? How many episodes are there of Spider-Man here?
I closed it down, but a lot less than I thought there was. Yeah,
24.
I thought there was. Yeah, see, I thought there was like three or four seasons of it, but
right. But we did. We said when it first came out, like 24 episodes. But as a kid, that's almost half a year's worth of content at one a week. And by the time it came back around, you probably either might have missed some of them here or there or whatever. So it seemed all fresh every time it came back around.
Right.
All right. So that'll do it for this morning. Thanks for checking it out. Hope you guys enjoyed it. Obviously, there was some dead air in there, but hopefully you are watching the show at the same time. Otherwise, you might not even know that we were still playing.
I know. It's like I feel bad for the person that listens to this without actually watching the show.
I know.
It's just like a bunch of dead space and then random talking about nothing that makes any sense. And
well,
it really wouldn't play right.
No. No. So it's kind of a watch along. Sorry about that. But hey, we're having fun. Hope you guys are too. I will be back tomorrow morning with I don't know what yet, but I'll be back tomorrow morning, and we will be back on Monday with what did we do?
Iron Man.
Oh yeah, Iron Man. That's right. I can't believe I forgot that already.
I know. I was like, and you're still thinking, like, was it really?
Yeah, I really was. I'm like, is it really?
I see it on your face. It's like, did we already put that one out?
Yeah, that's why they're all blending together. This is all right. I will see you tomorrow morning. Everybody, have a great day. Enjoy your Cocoa Puffs or whatever it is.
That's right. Yeah, I'm gonna go get another bowl of Fruit Loops.
There you go, Fruit Loops. Take care, everybody. Stay safe.
Maybe some Lucky Charms because of that cop.
Hey, Fred. Thanks for listening to the Bright Side Chat. We have a few sponsors who we'd like to mention. Arkham Comics and Games of Pearland, Texas. You can find them at arkhamcomicsandgames.com, one word. A. Pennyworth's Comics and Collectibles in Matthews, North Carolina. You can find them at apennyworthscomics.com. Apothesis Comics and Lounge in St. Louis, Missouri. You can find them at apothesiscomicsstl.com. Friendly Neighborhood Comics of Bellingham, Mass. You can find them at friendlycomics.com. Legends Comics and Games of Littleton, Mass. You can find them at legendscomics.com, comics with an X. And also Rubber Chicken Comics of Bellingham, Mass. And you can find them at rubberchickencomics.com. So what's cool is all of our sponsors have agreed to give our listeners a 10% discount on any comics we talk about in our podcast. So if you hear it in our podcast, just go into any of the stores that we've mentioned and tell them you listen to the Bright Side Chat and you heard about this comic there, and they will give you a 10% discount on any of those books. Hopefully you guys can take advantage of that, and thank you to all of our sponsors. This has been a Hey Fred production with theme music by Jeff Bernhardt and Throne Vault Productions.